one of the all-time greats of English football, who's 31 and still, I think he's coming back with something to prove. So I might be proven wrong in the long run, but I think coming back to Everton will reinvigorate Wayne Rooney. I think he's hungry. I think he wants to do things for Everton, and I think it's a great deal.
In footballing terms, he looks as though he still has a lot to offer.
He's only 31. I mean, he's played a lot of football since he's 16. Is he the same explosive forward of 7-8 years ago? Probably not. But I remember a couple of years ago at Liverpool, and people were talking about Steven Gerrard maybe, you know, not being the player that he was, and he had this glorious season when he was he helped nearly inspire them to win the title, and he was nominated for the PFA Player of the Year award, and I think he was 34 then. Why can't Wayne Rooney do that here? I'm talking about in terms of having a season where everyone looks at it and thinks, oh my God, what a good player he was.
And there's still a lot of versatility when you consider he can actually play in maybe four positions at the top end of the pitch.
Yeah, he's going to... His ability on a football pitch shouldn't even be brought into question. I just think he's going to walk into the dressing room. The young lads who've just come back from the World Cup in South Korea, people like Tom Davis, even the older lads, they'll look at him and think, you know, here's a proper footballer. Here's someone who's won everything there is to win in the game, who's broken records, who's won so many caps for his country and had a wonderful time. And I just think everything's right about this.
There are some question marks from some Everton fans that think that talking about the fact that Wayne Rooney looked to be, you know, a player at Manchester United last season that was making less and less impact. He didn't get enough game time. I think he's the sort of player to get sharp, to be anywhere near his best. He needs game time, doesn't he? Is he going to get that at Goodison?
Well, if you look at it at the minute, Romelu Lukaku's gone. We don't know an awful lot about Sandro Ramirez. We know that he's a player of potential. You've got Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who did so well in South Korea and had an impact towards the end of last season for Everton. But you're looking at Wayne Rooney, he's got like 250 goals for Manchester United. He's going to bring goals to the team if he gets opportunities. As I said, I might be proven completely wrong about this, but I just think everything is right at the minute for him to come back and make an impact for Everton.
We know from what Ronald Koeman has said previously about him, you know, transfer window wise, that he was always keen on getting him to Everton. The footballer he obviously loves, but I think he likes the mentality, doesn't he?
Well, from what I understand, is they had a meeting in which basically Rooney sold himself to Koeman, and Koeman was really impressed by what he heard Rooney saying, and then what Koeman said to Rooney was also sort of music to his ears. I don't think Ronald Koeman is the type of man that would do something just for sentiment, or
doesn't appear to be his gig, does it?
Or he wouldn't do something just to sort of pander to the fans. I think he's a very hard man to please. I think he's a very hard man to sort of get compliments off. And when you see him, for example, when you see him play Tom Davis is in the team on merit, not because he's a 19-year-old and fans are desperate to have a kid in the team. He's in because he's contributing to his team. And it's the same with Wayne Rooney. He will be in his team because he believes he can make a contribution, and if he doesn't make a contribution, the manager's not going to be in the slightest bit phased or worried about dropping him out. It's, you know, he's not bothered at all. He's a single-minded, ruthless manager, and I don't think Wayne Rooney would be back here if the manager was in any way doubting what he could do for him.